Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just praise the Lord this morning. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day, oh my God, that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Don't take it for granted when we say that. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When you think of someone who's in pain and going through, God, we bless your name. We bless your name. We extend ourselves even the more. And we bless your holy name, God. Your name is holy. Your name is righteous. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. We bow our head and we bend our knee and we bless the Lord. We bless you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy, your grace, your kindness, your peace, your love. We bless you, O Lord. We bless you, O Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where all we can do is lean and depend on you, God. Have no other choice. No other choice, God, and no other place we'd rather be. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God deliver us out of them all. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name, Almighty God. Hey, we raise our hand to heaven and we bless your name, the King of Kings. Hallelujah. The great creator, maker of the heavens and the earth. Hey, God. Woo, glory. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Rebasekumasha. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. We give honor to God, hallelujah. Woo, glory, who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give honor to God. Woo, glory, hallelujah,
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's no place I'd rather be. Hallelujah. In the presence of the Almighty God. Glory be to his name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So many things can happen and we can't understand it. Hallelujah. No, we just cannot understand it. Hallelujah. But God. Hallelujah. Through the veils of tears, we can say, but God. Hallelujah. 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 But God. Hallelujah. But God. Hallelujah. But God. Hallelujah. 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 But God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Great is our God. Great is our God. And greatly to be praised. Father, we thank you this morning. We glorify you. We epasekuma shandedededededosa. Remasekuma dedededededosa. Remasekaledededededese. You know the concerns of our heart, Almighty God. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. You know, God. Oh, some that we can put in words and some we just can't. Oh, God. Don't know how to arrange it even in a sentence to make sense even to us when we speak it. But God, we thank you that you know, God. You know. Reba Sekuma. We give you glory, great God, our Father, and we thank you for this day. We glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you, Father. You are majesty on high. For you are the sovereign Lord. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. And you're God all by yourself. You said, hi, great God. But you know everything that is going on at every moment, any given moment. Hallelujah. 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 You're everywhere, God. So we thank you, Lord. Great and awesome. Righteous. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. We lift our friends up this morning. Remasaka. Our sisters up this morning that's going through, Almighty God, the transition of her loved one. Amasekoba. Shandedededededosa. Remisikuba. Shandedededededosa. Remasaka. Oh, great God, comfort. Oh, God, comfort both of them, Almighty God, as only you can. Meet them at their point of need, Almighty God. Thank you for putting them in your arms, Almighty God. Your loving arms, Almighty God. Let them know that you're with them, God. Yeah, my. Although they walk through this period of time, Almighty God, it's not taking you Almighty God, Eliosa, by surprise. You knew, Almighty God, at this hour, this time, and this moment. But we thank you, God, that you let us know, God, that you are aware and that you care. And we thank you for your loving care, Almighty God. And not only these, but your people everywhere, Almighty God. Oh, great God, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you. And Father, we thank you for the lifting, oh God, up of the virus, Almighty God. We thank you for the lifting, Almighty God. Opening our eyes that we may see. Have I shook all my remnant. Oh, by son, not letting us hear ourselves, God. But genuinely hear from you, Almighty God. Rama, no more foolishness, Almighty God. That we will yield to, Almighty God. We thank you for the lifting, Almighty God. Oh, God. Oh, God, preparing, oh, God. Oh, how do you want us to prepare? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, your joy, your joy, your joy. We need your joy now. And forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your joy. Almighty God. Reassurance. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you this morning for the things that did not happen. Hallelujah. That possibly could have happened. But you stayed the hand of the enemy, God. And we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you for healing, Almighty God. We thank you for good report. We thank you for the good report, Almighty God. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you, God. We bless your name. Remasekoba. Somebody, thank you for your kindness, dear God. We give you glory, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you for the good report, Almighty God. We thank you, Almighty God, for how you granted us traveling mercy and you allowed no accidents, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you didn't allow us to fall into temptation. Thank you for how you're protecting us from danger seen and unseen. Almighty God, thank you. Hallelujah. How you protect our finances. Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For protecting how you protect us and didn't let anything happen to us. Almighty God, we glorify you. You didn't allow when sickness came upon us. You didn't allow it to have dominion. For you said, I am the God that heals my people. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah. Yet we realize that there will come a day and a time, if I spoke all my, that you have set, Oh, we ask, dear God, that we're prepared to meet you. And that you will receive us. Hallelujah. So we thank you. Hallelujah, that we're not throwing in the towel. We thank you when we're tempted to be, to give up, God. You're there not to allow it to happen. We thank you, for it's not on our own accord. It's you, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Remember our brothers and sisters who are enduring. Oh, God, we thank you for keeping them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for meeting their every need, and we don't take it for granted. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you that they didn't succumb to death. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you that the love of their neighbors of different countries are coming. Hallelujah, and the possibilities of car accidents and all the things that could delay, you didn't allow it to delay. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the things that did not happen. Oh, when the boss wanted to fire, you would not allow it to be. Hallelujah. And you even took the boss. Almighty God, hand away that they have no more control. We thank you. Could have been fired, could have been wrongly accused, but you did not allow it to happen. Almighty God, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord Almighty has made. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you for how you're strengthening us for the journey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you that our eyes are open. Hallelujah. Our mind of understanding, God. Hallelujah. 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 Building our spiritual man. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Joy of the Lord is our strength. We love you, Lord, and we adore you. Thank you for continuously making the crooked way straight. Thank you for leading and guiding us. Thank you, Almighty God, for speaking to us and through us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you that we don't think more highly of ourselves than we ought. Oh, glory. Thank you that we're not putting that halo over our head and shining and declaring how righteous we've always been. Almighty God, hallelujah. Oh, we needed a Savior. Hallelujah. And you sent him. And you came, hallelujah, to save a wretch like me. Hallelujah. And I am eternally grateful. Hallelujah. And I am humble. Great God Almighty, remesakaba, shandiririririosa, cleanidiririririosa. Thank you for salvation, Almighty God. Iririririosa, remesiko. Bless your wonderful name. Hallelujah. 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 Great is our God, and greatly to be praised. Glory be to your name. We thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer. We thank you for the manifestation of our prayer. Thank you for how you're strengthening us and meeting our every need. Hallelujah. Great is our God. Thank you for comforting our sisters right now and those who need comforting all over this land. Almighty God. Thank you for protecting the mother. Hallelujah. And the father and the family that may be losing their home. Thank you for opening doors wide, Lord God. Hallelujah. And not allow them to be homeless. Almighty God. But it's all for your glory. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you. Hallelujah for doing it. Thank you for wiping their tears, dear God. Thank you for removing the spirit of hopelessness. Thank you, Almighty God, for the little ones that are at home where the parents don't know any better. And they're doing all manners of things in front of them, saying all manners of things. But guard them, Almighty God, your little ones. Let it not penetrate, nor influence, nor impact them. Hallelujah. May they, dear God, live the life that you have ordained for them to live. Almighty God, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Almighty God, you sent them here. Hallelujah. To glorify you. Allow them to glorify you, dear God. May they learn of you and be strong soldiers for you. It is in the mighty name of Yeshua we pray. And we thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Those that are on the road of decision. Hallelujah. They'll hear you when you tell them which way to take. Glory. And Father, thank you for a good night's rest. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 God, we could have just made bad decisions. Thank you that we didn't make bad decisions that could affect our life. Oh, my Lord, thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The wrong decision. Oh, God, even though it could have had good intentions, moved too fast. Oh, God, all of that. All of that, that could have caused all kinds of problems. Oh, but you wouldn't allow it to happen. God, we thank you this morning for that. We thank you. And if anyone would have the audacity to say it couldn't happen to them, Lord, forgive them and have mercy. Those who would think that they're so wealthy and they got all the connections. My God. Woo. Lord, have mercy on them. Oh, Lord. Right there. Almighty God, help them and forgive them. They really know not what they're saying. Oh, God. Our God. Is God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for my sisters this morning, and thank you for those who everything is going so well for them. Ooh, we celebrate. We celebrate. We celebrate. Their joy and their blessing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, we do. We're happy for them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A lot of times we celebrate for the material things. And material things, Jesus says, your Father know that you have need of these things, that he supplies. But, you know, what you think is the most important, your relationship with God is more important than anything. That light come on and you understand to be obedient to God. And when you get past all of the beliefs that we've gotten so comfortable with. My sister reminded me yesterday of some people would say, oh, tomorrow is first Sunday. No, I can't drink. And the day is Saturday. And no, I can't drink nothing because tomorrow is first Sunday. God, help us. And then there are some of us who tell people that if you don't do a certain thing this way or that way, you're not saved. But they're not even, I won't say it, but we just need to just go back and study the word of God. And ask God to give us understanding. And he gives us teachers and he gives us pastors and preachers after his own heart. Pray for them that they are bold and can deliver the word of God. And remove so much out. And think about how we have just been so jacked up. I just say that, just jacked up. But it hurt my heart. And then when I see certain things, and not that I know everything, and not that it's not that, but I understand a lot of things that I thought it wasn't true. A lot of things I thought were true were not true. And I think how we operated, and you just knew that wholly, without a doubt, certain people, and they didn't have it. And you pray for them that they will, as you ask God to help you in your journey. And doesn't mean that you'll know it all, but we just need to know the truth. The scripture said that that's what will set us free. So when we know the truth, hallelujah, and we walk therein and obey our Father, you know, we have to find and walk therein. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't forget the challenge, okay? For those, it's not, I'm not putting any pressure. I just mentioned someone about the challenge, and they just jumped right in on it like, oh, yeah. And so if it's not for you, you know, that's fine. But if it is, and you begin to experience, well, I cannot watch television. Watch what happened. Uh-huh. But know that God is with you. And as I had said at another place, if you find yourself that you fail and you just do something out of habit, don't give up on it. Victory is in the press. Uh-huh. Get your little journal, just your little notes,
and just jot down whatever you like. It's your own personal business. That's what God is speaking to you, what he's showing you. And if it's for you, great. If it's not, okay. But from today till next Wednesday, no television. And I know you can find, or you can have prayer going on, those who have YouTube or listen to the Bible. But I'm talking about, you know, sitting down, listening, watching television, being occupied with the programs that come on. You know what I'm saying. Yeah. But in place of that, pick up the scripture. Yeah. In place of that, hear some inspiring music, or just let it play throughout the week, you know. Just see how we're prioritizing, you know, where we're really putting God. Sometimes we get so comfortable, and then we realize we may be on the other side of the fence. So, that being said, get your little notepad, and let's enjoy the journey. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's all. Just enjoy the journey. Hallelujah. Always pray before. That's right. And ask God, is that what he wants you to do? And that's what I should have said at the very beginning. And then ask him to lead you in it and give you the strength. Sometimes I just take things for granted, and I shouldn't do that. Okay? Thank God. God is good. Hallelujah. I went out this morning, and my neighbor had built up her little garden. I'm like, oh, beautiful garden. My neighbor is one who is a prayer warrior, and it's good to have a prayer warrior in the neighborhood. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So I thank God we don't talk that often, and we're really next-door neighbors. And we just wave, but every once in a while, we'll have a little chit-chat. And she still have her mother with her. And she sound, she sound my mama and my daddy, you know. And she was long with, well, anyway, but it sounds so good. She has her mama with her. Hallelujah. And it's a blessing. Hallelujah. 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 I call my mama, hallelujah. My mama said this. So those who still have their parents with you, you are indeed blessed, and cherish the moments that you have with your parents. Hallelujah. They're precious. They really, really are. And you'll need them in times to come. Hallelujah. But cherish, cherish, cherish your mama. Hallelujah. And cherish your daddy. Hallelujah. And there may be some who have their grandparents with you. Cherish the moment. Cherish it. It's a gift from God. Hallelujah. You can call your mama, and you can call your grandmama. And there's something in your granddaddy. That's a blessing. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to get into our scriptures. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. 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 God is so good. God is good. Our scriptures. Now remember, we also added Acts 15 and 17. places in the Bible. But sometimes when we say read the Bible, we just go say straight to Genesis. But there is, if you have a study Bible, there is so much in the pages, in the front and in the back. Oh my goodness, that's there. Pay so much money in school to have what you have, to learn what you have, and we take it for granted. Even the abbreviations and the books of the Bible. There are people who go to school who have learned this. They learn this. And how to use the Bible. This what's going on in it. You will be surprised of the information and that's here for you. Doctoral footnotes. Did you hear what I said? Doctoral footnotes. Hallelujah. It's packed with help. So when we turn that television off and really focus in, my God, my God, my God, my God. My God, hallelujah. He opens our minds of understanding, give us clarity, hallelujah. So when we approach it, woo, glory, hallelujah. When we approach it, when we approach, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. When we really get it, nobody can take it from us. So what? You turn off the television. Yes. You have purpose. Yes. I don't need to know all of that. Why not? You need to. But anyway, God is good as the Lord leads. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we got some good habits that we don't even realize we have, and we're placing God, oh, by the way, and we don't want to do that. And you ask us, if we evaluate ourselves, we give ourselves an A+. We'd be like that man who was standing up telling the Lord how often he fasts and excuse me, how often he prays. He's not like that heathen over there. And the heathen beating his chest, telling the Lord, you know he's not worthy. Who are you? Glory to God. In the beginning, Genesis 1, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 26 of the same chapter. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them.
And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. Earth, your home, and you are in full control of it. Chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Amen. 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 We're just going to add one more verse, excuse me, to that, because sometimes we forget, excuse me, what happened, what brought about all of this, why God is allowing all of this to happen. If he's a great God, why all of this? Glad you asked. Genesis, the third chapter. Let's start at the sixth verse. Genesis, the third chapter, and the sixth verse. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam, and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree thereof? I command thee that thou should not eat. And the man said, the woman whom thou to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiles me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all animals and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrows, and thy conception in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and has eaten of the tree of which I command thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Curse is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herbs of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. So we see what happened and what caused the great change. But we see too that there was a promise, and our God is indeed a promise keeper. Many events occurred and tricks to try to prevent it from manifesting. Oh, God said it. It was already said and declared before the foundation of the world. It was in order. And some ancient books say that Adam and Eve tried to rush it, but they were told when it would occur, and it would not occur sooner or later. It would be at the appointed time. So we see what happened, and then yet we are living, and we see that God kept his promise, and we have other promises that God kept. God spoke in ancient days, and our eyes have seen the manifestation of the promise. Oh my God, oh my God, this generation, hallelujah, have seen, woo, glory, the mighty move of God. We have seen it, and it is as if it never happened. My God, it is as if, and so many don't even recognize it. Recognize it. That's not about us. Oh, my Lord. But nevertheless, time is moving, and we are coming to a conclusion. And it's good to be ready when he comes. When he finds us with our hand to the plow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I thought that every once in a while we need to be reminded of the why. Why this? Why that? It's as the result of man. That all of this chaos, not God. God made man a beautiful place. Man committed high treason, and man continued to sin. I just want to drop this. We talk about Nebuchadnezzar. But we really, and the Assyrians, when they took the 10 tribes away, we really don't take it serious. It is said that at the age of 17, Nebuchadnezzar conquered Nineveh, which was said that it could not happen. At the age of 25, he was a world ruler, and he was brutal.
It is sad that when we think of the Hebrew boys, we make light of them. We don't need to hear about them. But they were taken from their home. They were mutilated. Their manhood was taken from them. They became eunuchs. And they were tempted to worship an idol, and they would not do it. They acknowledged Nebuchadnezzar as a king because they said, "O king." Yeah. But we're not bowing down to this. Uh-uh. And we have seen what you are capable of doing, and we know what you are capable of doing because we have signs in our bodies that dictate that. They said that he was a brute, Nebuchadnezzar. We read things and we don't read with the understanding and clarity, and we make light and we of their names and things like that. We don't really understand what they went through. Mm-hmm. They had a king. Israel had a king. They had a king. And he was good. But they chose. They chose to worship multi-gods. They chose to bring the idols in. They chose that. And God told them what would happen if they turned their backs on him. Yet, God remembered those whom he loved, even in judgment. So we find in the furnace, there was a fourth one walking around with them. And the hour came, the time came, when Nebuchadnezzar himself had to look up to heaven and bless and acknowledge the King of Glory. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. 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 Our God is God. He loves us. But when he says, what he says is what he says. He has compassion. And a lot of times we say, well, we under grace and we got Jesus. You really need to study grace. And don't get so comfortable feeling like we can do anything we want to do because we've been already forgiven and we're under grace. Just study it and see what it says. Mm-hmm. Bend your knee, bow your head, ask God, power of the Holy Spirit to give you understanding of grace. Don't take it for granted. Oh, I got grace. I'm under grace. Don't take it for granted. And so many people do. Don't take it for granted. Talking about me, you, all of us. You know, we can get cocky sometimes. Because we under grace. We don't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. God says he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changed not.
If he called it sin then, he called it sin now. You know, so we want to be on the straight and the narrow, talking to myself, talking to all of us, and to be encouraged to stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Don't think we can just do what we want to do for the Lord and he's satisfied with that. Don't fool yourself. He's given each one of us an assignment and he expects us to complete our assignment. So we encourage each other to do what God has called us to do. You can do it. You can do it. You have the anointing to accomplish it. Skills for it. You can do it. You can do it. Let's not sit on the sideline and judge others. Let's you know, do what God called us to do. It's to bring him glory. And guess what? It's to bring those who are out of the fold into the fold. Yes. Yes. It's to be about our Father's business. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. I like saying hallelujah. You have to forgive me. I guess you do. I just, when I understood what it meant, it just starts to flow, and I just find myself so in places. Oh, God. But I love saying hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God is good. God is great. God is awesome. He loves you. Mm-hmm. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us with an everlasting love. We just have to hear it to live in every fiber of our being. God loves us with an everlasting love. Ooh, glory. Ah, even if jack up, make a mistake, what? God loves me. And he'll help me. He'll help you. He'll help us. Put the hand on the heart and say, God loves me. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Ooh, glory. Numbers. We're here. The sixth chapter. Starting at the 24th verse. Listen, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing's missing and absolutely nothing is broken. Wholeness complete. To the first chapter starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Go in peace, go in love, go in the confidence that you are loved by the Almighty God. Hallelujah, daughters of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. And thank you for tuning in.